Good morning, everyone. Before we start, I would like to read a safe harbor warning. This information posted in this release may contain forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. You can identify these statements by the use of the words may, will, should, plans, expects, anticipates, continue, estimate, project, intend, and similar expressions. Forward-looking statements involve risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those projected or anticipated. These risks and uncertainties include, but are not limited to, general economic and business conditions, effects of continued geopolitical unrest and regional conflicts, competition, changes in technology and methods of marketing, delays in completing various engineering and manufacturing programs, changes in customer order patterns, changes in product mix, continued success in technological advances and delivering technological innovations, shortages in components, production delays due to performance quality issues with outsourced components, and various other factors beyond the company's control. A recording of the teleconference will be available on our website at brandedlegacy.com. And Branded Legacy can also be reached at 321-345-3565. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today for the Investor Teleconference for Branded Legacy Incorporated. My name is Phil White, and I'll be your moderator for this session. I'm an alumnus of Valencia College. My background includes general chemistry, chemical engineering, and agricultural biotechnology. I am also the Chief Compliance Officer for Branded Legacy. With us today, we have David Oswald, who is our Chief Executive Officer and Chairman. Dave is an alumnus of Valencia College and the University of Central Florida. His degrees include business management, environmental science, and biology, and has roughly 10 years' experience with the agricultural and pharmaceutical biotechnology. Brandon Arndt is our Chief Technical Officer. Brandon is an alumnus of J. Sargent University. His degree's focus includes sustainable agricultural and mycology. He has many years of experience in research and development and as a lab director. Jesse Morris is our Chief Research Officer. Jesse has 6 years of experience as a lab director, overseeing a multi-million dollar budget, as well as 4 years in commercial research and development and 2 years in commercial mycology. Doug Holliday is our Chief Marketing Officer. Doug is an alumnus of Brigham Young University, Idaho, with a concentration in communications. He has 17 years in web design and development and online marketing and is the CEO of Rocket Web Development and Design. Joe Holliday is our Chief Operation Officer. Joe is an alumnus of Boise State University with a concentration in communications with emphasis on research methods. Joe has over a decade of experience in pharmaceutical biotechnology and is the CEO of The Alcannabist. During this call, we will discuss what we've been working on over the past 12 months, what we're currently working on, and the future prospects of Branded Legacy. Thank you for being here with us today, Mr. Oswald. Can you provide us with a brief overview of how Branded Legacy has transformed their business strategy over the past year?
Thanks, Phil, and it would be my pleasure. Hello, everyone. I'm very happy to be here with all of you today. I would like to start by thanking each of you for your ongoing support throughout this transitionary period. It's my sincere hope that by the time we're done here today, my team and I will have answered all of your questions and given you the confidence to continue to stand with us for many years to come. Over the past 12 months, we have overcome some significant hurdles to our development. As you are all by now aware, this company has undergone a major restructuring from top to bottom. We've released Spikes CBDX as a subsidiary with no loss of assets or significant revenue. Elevate Hemp was also released with no loss of assets or revenue. Delta Growers has executed their exit clause, and we hope to continue to work with them as a raw material supplier. Versatile Industries LLC was being used as a holding company and is no longer needed. Moving forward, we will only carry assets that maximize long-term value. We have accepted resignations from Jermaine Strong as CEO and Brandon Spikes as chairman, as well as from the former board of directors. We have successfully worked to fill these positions with a team that is more experienced in our areas of focus. Our current executive leadership and directors have been specifically selected for their years of authority and innovation in their fields, as well as their lifelong dedication to the cause of helping people through plant-derived medicines. During this difficult time, we've continued to make significant advancements in our mission to disrupt the biotech industry through innovative therapies. Our approach combines the latest advancements in extraction, refinement, isolation, and isomerization to develop targeted therapies with the potential to transform patient care. Our goal is to combine traditional ecological knowledge with the cutting edge of pharmaceutical and agricultural biotechnology.
Thank you for that. I'm sure everyone appreciates the clarity on past operations. We would love to hear more about what you're currently working on and as well as your future goals.
Absolutely, Phil. First, we are making moves to achieve a level of comfort in the investment community. This means continuing to operate a contract alkaloid extraction, refinement, synthesis, and formulation service through wholly owned subsidiary Total Refinement Solutions. These operations will expand to include co-packing services, which we expect to generate significant revenue. Branded Legacy is also in the process of asset purchases, including a significant amount of state-of-the-art equipment. These assets will aid in the processing and refinement of various raw materials, such as kava, bitter lettuce, kratom, hemp, and several varieties of mushrooms, into the compounds needed for various product lines. These purchases have already included patentable intellectual property, including several exciting products already in development. Our company intends to further grow through acquisition and will add several new subsidiaries in an effort to both horizontally and vertically integrate. To tell you more about all of the things we have going on, I'd like to let the experts speak for themselves. Up first, we have Brandon Arndt, one of the principals behind MycoEnlighten and our current chief technology officer.
Thanks, Dave, and good morning to all our listeners. MycoEnlighten was founded by Jesse Morris, Delfina Robels, and myself as the principal members. Jesse and I have been successful business partners for the past 6 years, and Delfina joined our team 4 years ago. Bringing her expertise in branding and marketing with a bachelor's degree from New Mexico State, she also possesses extensive knowledge in formulation chemistry, GMP compliance, branding, and product development, with Jesse and I providing the operational expertise and Delfina offering her strategic thinking, we form a well-rounded team. Driven by our passion for plant-based natural remedies and our belief in the superiority over many commercially available pharmaceuticals, we established MycoEnlighten as an alkaloid production company specializing in mycology. We have built a small-scale mushroom production facility in New Raymer, Colorado. Our current controlled environment agriculture facility may have limited space, but we are proud to average 1.3 pounds per square foot, resulting in a weekly harvest of approximately 130 pounds of fresh mushrooms. With market prices ranging from $5 to $15 per pound, our revenue potential could reach between $650 and $1,900 per week, or $34,000 to $100,000 per year for a mere 100 square feet. In addition to our mushroom production, MycoEnlighten also offers a range of functional extract blends, including popular varieties such as lion's mane, chaga, reishi, and psilocybin. Furthermore, we are actively developing depression therapies, giving us a significant advantage in this emerging industry. Research has also shown the effectiveness of psilocybin therapy in alleviating symptoms of obsessive compulsive disorder and reducing fear and anxiety in individuals with PTSD and terminal cancer. In conclusion, MycoEnlighten is well positioned to capitalize on the growing demand for functional mushrooms and their associated products. With our expertise and innovative product offerings, we are confident in our ability to thrive in this rapidly expanding market. Now I'd like to hand it over to Doug Holliday, our Chief Marketing Officer, who is here to tell us about Rocket Web Development and Design.
Thanks, Brandon. Good morning, everyone. Rocket Web is a full-service web development and online marketing firm with a 7-year track record of profitability. We've continued to grow over that time, and despite a downturn in the industry, maintained profitability through the COVID-19 pandemic when many of our competitors were forced to close up shop. We owe our success to the processes we've developed to onboard new customers and keep them happy by supporting them through web hosting and site maintenance, and most importantly, by making them money online. We primarily focus on 3 main areas to procure and keep clientele. First, web development and design. We've created a system that allows us to spin up new websites quickly and efficiently. We've invested heavily in the WordPress platform because it has a commanding control of the content management system market share. We've also procured licenses to technologies that improve our customers' websites and increase their online earning potential. Second, online marketing. We utilize paid search, organic search, and social media advertising platforms to increase brand awareness, market share, and profitability for our clients. And third, website support. We generate monthly recurring income through our support operations. We support sites from small mom and pop shops to much larger e-commerce operations with sales in excess of $1 million annually. Rocket Web has largely been operated by myself and a small team of contractors with an average yearly income of over $90,000 and an average annual operating budget of under $20,000. But now, with the support of Branded Legacy, we will be able to scale our operations so that we can reach larger marketing and production targets. We will focus primarily on talent acquisition and marketing to increase our current customer base and revenue. On a personal level, I'm excited to bring my years of experience to Branded Legacy because I believe in the products that we're creating. I've personally benefited from these formulations, and I can't wait to get them in the hands of the people who need them most. Now back to you, Phil.
Thank you, Doug. We're also thrilled about the products and services we have to offer, as well as the benefits we can provide to people seeking these offerings. To give more detailed information on some of our products, let's hear a little bit from Joe Holliday. He's our Chief Operating Officer and one of the principal developers behind several of these groundbreaking products.
Thank you, Phil, and good morning, everyone. Today, we will be focusing on 6 products that are ready or nearly ready for market, and we'll share a few details regarding more that are on deck. Branded Legacy already possesses intellectual property necessary for the complete formulation and production of a variety of white label products through Total Refinement Solutions. These offerings stretch across multiple markets and include, but are not limited to, alkaloid-infused edibles, topical serums, vape cartridges, and supplements. We also have 3 families of therapeutics in development. Their effectiveness is derived by specifically targeting the interactions between floral and fungal extracts and their combined interactions with various nerve receptors. While these compounds belong to distinctly separate classes, their interactions can all be manipulated in similar fashion. The first product we will be introducing is a migraine treatment based on a proprietary terpene formula that enhances activity in the CB1 and CB2 receptors. Preliminary testing results have been extremely positive as a rescue solution for patients with severe migraines. With just over $145,000 in IP investment, it is ready for market introduction. Government approval of cannabidiol-based products has bolstered acceptance and use. In 2022, the CBD market was valued at $6.4 billion and is expected to grow at an amazing compound annual growth rate of 16.2% from 2023 to 2030. The global migraine drug market was valued at $6.7 billion in 2022 and is expected to swell to $10.9 billion by 2030. With an estimated 0.009% introductory year market share in the migraine drug sector, we are forecasting $603,000 in sales for this product. Preliminary testing has also been very exciting for an antifungal we have been developing to treat toenail fungus in athlete's foot. This product is gentle on skin and nail tissue, but eliminates fungal infections at a faster rate than current market offerings. The global antifungal drug market was valued at $15.3 billion in 2022 and is expected to grow at a compound annual growth rate of 3.74% from 2023 to 2030. With a predicted 0.002% market capture, we anticipate just over $360,000 in generated revenue. Ironically, this segues directly into our next target market, fungi. The functional mushroom market has experienced tremendous growth with a market size of $15.3 billion in 2022. With a projected compound annual growth rate of 10%, it is expected to surpass $23 billion by 2030. Recognizing this potential, we have developed several retail products that are ready for market. Our mind-body vitality capsules, crafted with a synergistic blend of four functional mushrooms and essential nutrients, is priced at $48. With an IP development cost of $6,500, we estimate a year one market share of 0.006%, equivalent to $674,000. Another product, our relaxation bath balm, enriched with mushroom extract, French green clay, and the nourishing properties of rose and cucumber extracts, retails for $15. With an IP development cost of $1,700, we anticipate a year one estimated market share of 0.002%, translating to over $263,000 in revenue. Branded Legacy is also transitioning into a newly emerging medical market that has great growth potential in kratom. The current global kratom market is valued at $1.3 billion. Although there is little data on the market projections, recent regulatory victories have boosted use, investment capital, and advocacy worldwide. Currently, several studies recommend kratom as a potent painkiller, anti-addiction medication, stimulant, and antidepressant. We have several exciting kratom-derived products that are in various stages of development. One is an injury recovery supplement designed to aid in pain management and reduce dependency on opiate-based pain relievers by agonizing opioid receptors. The other will utilize minor alkaloids to create a stimulant effect for pre-workout supplements. We feel that further extraction, study, and formulation of kratom-based products will place us at the forefront of this newly forming market sector. With a projected market share of 0.009% in their introductory year, we believe the combined value of these products will be worth $234,000. In addition to these products and therapeutic platforms, as Dave alluded to earlier, we have already begun to study the alkaloidal benefits of cavatones and lactones found in kava roots and wild lettuce. Of course, one of our core missions will be the continued search for useful ethnobotanicals. Now, to fill you in on the practical ways we will accomplish these goals, I'd like to introduce you to our Chief Research Officer, Jesse Morris.
Thank you, Joe, and good morning to all of our listeners. We are currently undertaking the acquisition of top-of-the-line post-processing equipment to refine raw materials as well as crude alkaloid extracts into pure isolated compounds, allowing us to further capitalize as we convert them into rare isomers. With a state-of-the-art wiped film distillation system, we will have the capabilities to process up to 40 liters of crude into high-purity distillate per 8-hour shift. By following our well-tested isolation standard operating procedure, we anticipate yielding approximately 75 kilos of 99.5% CBD isolate per week. If we were to sell this isolate as a commodity, its gross value would be around $20,000. However, by converting the same amount of isolate into isomers, we can significantly increase the gross value to anywhere between $30,000 and $70,000. Furthermore, if we decide to utilize the isolate or isomers in retail or white label products, these numbers can potentially increase by a factor of 5 to 10. It's important to note that our standard operating procedures have been meticulously developed and perfected over many years, with significant investments in terms of man hours, raw materials, and capital. In addition, we will employ fine resolution validation methods, such as high-performance liquid chromatography and other high-precision analytical testing methods. The combination of these factors gives us full confidence in our ability to consistently produce high-purity end products. The construction of a state-of-the-art processing facility can be a substantial investment, potentially exceeding $1 million. However, due to our extensive experience from previous build-outs, we have gained valuable knowledge that will allow us to significantly reduce this budget by half, instantly generating an equity of $500,000. while infrastructure upgrades in our new facility, such as electrical, HVAC, and flooring are being carried out, we can proceed with equipment orders. With a conservative estimate, we anticipate being able to commence production within 60 to 90 days.
As you can see, our company has many novel commodities ready to move and the means to produce those in-house at a high level of efficiency. So, Dave, what will Branded Legacy do over the next 6 months to secure our desired market share?
Well, Phil, over the next 6 months, Branded Legacy will complete the acquisitions of necessary subsidiaries. We have submitted letters of intent for acquisition of Rocket Web Development and Design and Myco Enlighten. Full contracts have been drafted and are currently under review. Branded Legacy will hold all assets of these subsidiaries, including intellectual property. A press release will announce each successfully completed acquisition, as we expect this to be finalized within the next 30 days. We will acquire facility space and necessary infrastructure. Branded Legacy has secured an 11,000 square foot facility in Melbourne, Florida. This facility shall be retrofitted as a state-of-the-art lab, office space, and packing facility sufficient to house initial operations. Commissioning the new equipment, as well as obtaining and verifying all necessary permits, shall be completed within 90 days. We will enact our plan to establish revenue streams through co-packing enhancements and by supporting several corporate partnerships. This throughput should generate revenue sufficient to maintain and expand operations, as well as support our efforts concerning the FDA approval process. We expect these assets to be operational within 90 days. We will change our corporate name. Branded Legacy Incorporated intends to change its name to reflect our new focus of operations in the biotechnology industry. The name Royal Biotech has been chosen for this purpose. Spelled with a T-E-K, Royal Biotech will continue to uphold traditional ecological knowledge and will strive to be one of the most prestigious contributors to the field of biotechnology. As part of this evolution, our ticker shall change to RTEK. This process should be completed within a few weeks, and all shareholders will be notified via direct mailing. A public announcement will follow. Finally, we will aggressively market our in-house products to retail outlets through our business-to-business account managers and to individual consumers through our online marketplaces. Back to you, Phil.
These goals are very ambitious, yet also very attainable. What will be your strategy to expand current operations beyond that? How will Branded Legacy add value for stakeholders long-term?
Well, in addition to persistently engaging with our short-term goals, the company will seek out further acquisitions in an effort to vertically integrate all necessary services. Our potential subsidiaries have been and will be carefully selected using criteria including assets, revenue, cash flow, relevance to our company goals, and potential for independent growth. Announcements will be made once due diligence has been completed and contracts are signed. The process of acquisition and release of subsidiaries will remain an ongoing function of our company as we strive to eliminate liabilities and create or protect long-term value. We will create and increase throughput through corporate partnerships and joint ventures. The company will work closely with partners such as Kona Gold and The Alcannabist to bring new products to market and provide co-packing services. Our scientists shall engage in aggressive research and development to identify stable novel alkaloids and to stabilize existing compounds that degrade at standard temperature and atmospheric pressure. We will research new emulsifiers and other delivery methods for target compounds, all the while experimenting with terpenes as standalone therapeutics or beneficial additives. The company will build partnerships with pharmaceutical testing organizations with the goal of completing clinical trials and gaining full FDA approval for our most beneficial pharmaceuticals. This will give us the opportunity to command portions of a much larger market than would otherwise have been available, as we will be able to more directly market these products for their intended uses. We will strive to expand our operations in a modular fashion to increase our capabilities for on-site processing and co-packing, as well as to offer new services entirely. Part of this will be a push to include genetic consulting on industrial crop varieties. The creation of novel subvarieties of common crops will allow for alkaloids, fiber, and herd to be produced simultaneously rather than independently. This will support our expansion into the production of fiber and herd as we build an in-house processing facility. Our goal with these plans is for our manufacturing facility to be a closed-loop system focused on increased sustainability and efficiency. We will seek out further partnerships or acquisitions within the textile industry to bring production of our packaging and branding materials in-house, utilizing our manufacturing waste as the primary input. This will help promote a green image for us, our partners, and the industry as a whole, as well as lead to partnerships with the construction industry and departments of government to support sustainable infrastructure using renewable materials. A comprehensive and detailed action plan and investor packet will be posted to our investors page on the website for all interested parties to review. In summary, we will prioritize long-term growth by engaging in activities that create value for our employees, our corporate partners, and our investors simultaneously. To do this, we are strategically expanding through targeted acquisitions, diversifying our product portfolio with innovative therapeutics, and driving sustainability initiatives in collaboration with key industry partners. Our research and development efforts will focus on stable alkaloids and improved delivery systems for commercial formulas. Meanwhile, partnerships with pharmaceutical testing organizations and government integration will further strengthen our growth trajectory in the long term.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we approach the end of our session, I would like to take a moment to touch on some key points and provide a closing statement. Today, we have discussed the progress and strategies of Branded Legacy. We have also discussed our pivot into the biotechnology sector. These exciting developments mark a significant milestone in our journey towards advancing scientific innovation and improving the lives of people around the world. Throughout this session, we have highlighted the potential benefits and opportunities that this strategy brings. By combining our resources, expertise, and technologies, we aim to accelerate the development and commercialization of groundbreaking treatments and therapies. Our unified efforts will enable us to tackle complex health challenges and deliver innovative solutions to patients in need. As investors, your support and commitment are crucial to our success. We value the trust you have placed in us, and we are dedicated to maximizing shareholder value in the long term. We will continue to prioritize transparency, open communication, and ethical business practices to ensure that your investment is in safe hands. While we navigate this transitionary period, we understand that uncertainties may arise. However, we assure you that our team is fully committed to managing the integration process efficiently and effectively. We will work tirelessly to minimize disruptions and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. In conclusion, I'd like to thank Mr. Oswald and the Branded Legacy team for being here today. On behalf of the team, I want to express our gratitude for your participation in this investor teleconference. We appreciate your ongoing support and confidence in our company. Together, we have the potential to make a lasting impact on the healthcare industry and contribute to a healthier future for all. If you have any questions, concerns, please email us at info@brandedlegacy.com or visit our website at brandedlegacy.com. Again, thank you, everyone. This brings us to a close, and we look forward to the exciting times ahead.